y'all. It's your girl Who Swirls, Chris Kierzen from Beyond Black and White, coming at you with another question of the week. And I bet you are wondering why I am sitting in front of my closet. Well, because we are talking today about coming out of the closet, specifically coming out of the interracial dating closet. One writer asked me, have I had people who have struggled with, you know, sort of coming out of the closet and telling their friends and relatives that they have a certain preference for a certain race? And the question is, yes, I have. And there's two ways that you can look at this. If you are that guy or that girl who is struggling to sort of come out of the closet, you have to ask yourself this question. Why are you in the closet? Being in the closet implies that you have something to be ashamed of. So basically, if you have put yourself in this closet, it's because there's part of you that thinks you need to hide. So my answer to that is, you need to figure out why you're hiding. You need to figure out why you feel like you have to shield this thing. I mean, basically, you know, what's the harm in telling your mother or your father or your sister or your brother that you prefer human beings? That you prefer highly pigmented and melanated human beings, or less melanated and less pigmented human beings? What is really the harm? And my next question would be, who are these people that are, who have so much influence on your life that you feel like you have to hide from them and that you're afraid of them? So these are all questions that you need to ask yourself, and I'm hoping that you'll come to a conclusion that it's all just a little bit silly. You know, love who you love, be with who you want to be with. Seriously, folks, there's an 87% approval rate for interracial relationships. It is the highest approval rating in the history of the United States. And you're still scared about dating who you want? You're still worried about what other people think? Come on. If after all of the interracial couples that you see walking around and all of the pictures and all of the new studies that say that we're melding and we're coming together and you're still scared, then maybe you need to stay off the team. Don't join our team unless you're ready. And don't join our team if you care so much what other people think. If you are so preoccupied with what other people think about what you're doing, then maybe this isn't for you. It's not for everybody. And maybe you'll just have to carry your secret closeted crushes to your grave. And when you are on your deathbed and you look back on your life, I don't know. What will you say? I guess that's the question you'll have to answer for yourself. Okay, so if you guys have a question for me, you can reach me at Crystallyn, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L-Y-N, at beyondblackwhite.com. Bye.